This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women, wherever you're listening to us from, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes out to all of those roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the northern tundra here in the U.S. of A., plus to our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Thanks for what you do. And to the Merchant Marine, too. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us once again, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Before we talk about the Bernie Sanders AOC manifesto, I want to point out to the audience, if you haven't heard this and you're hearing it for the first time, there is a movement afoot right now in New York State by the New York State Assembly to gerrymander the voting district such, because New York is going to lose at least one congressional representative because their numbers are down. And as a result, they're talking about gerrymandering AOC out because she's the lowest of the on the totem pole, so to speak. She would have to run in another district against an incumbent.
Correct.
So, I wanted to get that out there. Now, what is this manifesto, the Bernie Sanders manifesto?
Well, it's actually not his manifesto. But for the sake of the listeners, the manifesto is actually titled Prairie Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Prairie Fire was authored by Weather Underground. Anybody remember Weather Underground?
Bill Ayers, Benedict Thorne.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to kind of pull the thing out again the other day, and because so many things that Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez and several others were saying we're beginning to, it's kind of a deja vu moment. So I went through the manifesto, which by the way is 163 pages. It was done, I think, in about 1974 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just list a few items here. Arm the spirit. Why revolution is necessary. The real and phony energy crisis, black resistance to slavery and the rise of the abolitionist and women's movement,
mm-hmm.
Monopoly capital, imperialism means underdevelopment, imperialism means racism and genocide, neocolonialism, imperialism means sexism, and the last one I listed was the Palestinian Liberation Movement. Now, aren't all of those things in their current dialogue?
Yeah.
And certainly that of the Democrat Party.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't you feel like this manifesto and even the Communist Manifesto is woven into the fabric of the Democrat Party?
Well, I do, but try to talk to somebody that doesn't quite get it.
Well, that's my point. So I'm giving, with this article, which is titled Bernie Sanders and AOC Manifesto, I'm giving people the arrows in their quiver, the tools in their toolbox, to understand that this is really what the whole Democrat plank is about. It's really quite remarkable. Interestingly enough, on Fox Nation, there is a special about socialism.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to promote Fox Nation, but I'm just saying it's a subscription to get access.
Yeah.
But for their socialism special, that part of Fox Nation is free. So they're really trying to say, hey, ladies and gentlemen, pay attention here. And take a look at what socialism / communism is all about, and you'll understand and see so many of these indicators of what all the Democrat Party is about here.
Now, Eric just pointed out, he said, it sounds like the Prairie Fire Manifesto is current public school education curriculum.
Touché. That's exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, It really is. I mean, when you talk about the Palestinian Liberation Movement, we don't have the PLA anymore, but
right.
We have the PA, the Palestinian Authority.
Right.
And, you know, how many times do we hear, you know, Hillary Clinton or Sanders talk about sexism and people that are sexist or racist or, you know, we don't have an energy crisis because, you know, any one of those candidates running on the Democrat side are going to do away with fracking. So that what they're saying to us is, oh, we don't have an energy crisis, and such that we're going to go with the Green New Deal. So you know, we don't need energy anyway. You see what I'm saying?
They will never get that past the people in Western Pennsylvania, Southeastern Ohio. Yeah.
I don't disagree. I'm just telling you, this is their manifesto. Their sidesheet.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, you can go over to FoundersCode.com and read the article we're talking about. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends at the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association. And let me tell you what, if you want an opportunity to win $25,000 as well as winning a free gun, trot on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there in the right tab of the page. Now, you'll see an opportunity to sign up to win the free gun, which obviously you want to do. And then after you get done doing that, then you got a chance to enter the contest for the $25,000 cash giveaway, which will be done sometime after Labor Day. Now, after you get done doing all of that, then take a look at possibly becoming a member, because if you become a member of the USCCA, you'll also have an opportunity to get as much as $474 worth of free stuff. And that's not exactly just chump change either. That's a lot of different things that the USCCA has to offer, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine that's got even more savings in it. So, that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the USCCA logo link on the right side of the page, and good luck. We want to announce somebody here that's winning that $25,000. We've already had some people win some accessories, not the gun, but sooner or later it's going to happen, but you can't do it unless you enter. So there you go. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link. Okie dokie. Back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Hello.
All righty. We've got Ian on the line. Let's see what Ian's up to. Okay, Ian, what's on your mind?
Yeah, real fast. This is germane to what she's talking about. In the Weather Underground, they were infiltrated by the FBI like in the late 60s and early 70s. And one of the things they found out in their publications and their meetings when the guy infiltrated them is they said, Harris said, actually, you can look this up. One of the things he said was, we have to kill 30 to 40 million white people in order to affect change in the United States. Mm-hmm. Now, they said that almost 50 years ago. And, oh, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, Bernadine's Dorn's son. He's a DA in San Francisco now.
You're right.
Touche. Touche.
You're right. Okay, thanks, Ian. Yep, he's absolutely right. Absolutely, positively right. Okay, let's talk about Operation Mega Flex.
Our U.S. Trade Representative Lighthizer went to, I think, a New Jersey port a couple of weeks ago, and he wanted to see for himself what is coming in on cargo ships into the United States. And he was rather flabbergasted at the work that Customs and Border Patrol does in order to go through these shipments. Mm-hmm. And that he was blown away. He'd never seen anything like it. So I decided to go over and find a report by Department of Homeland Security, found a fascinating report. And we have something called Operation Megaflex.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we seize shipments of counterfeit goods coming into our cargo ports. And they include, and I'm just going to throw some things out there for you, ladies and gentlemen, that includes everything from Louis Vuitton bags to sports equipment with faulty parts, children's toys, drug paraphernalia, opioids, counterfeit driver's licenses was the one thing that really scared them.
Yeah.
Recreational drugs, clothing, jewelry, food, and nutritional products, many of which contain toxins. And this affects our everyday purchases at the retail level. And that retail level can be anything. That retail level can be done through e-commerce. It can be done at a store, through Amazon. It can be done at your street vendors and so forth and so on. So those people that are buying any kind of over-the-counter drugs or pharmaceuticals in the e-commerce realm, you better take some real care in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is particularly interesting is in 2019, the Better Business Bureau, which we don't hear really anything about, they did a study, and companies based in China, Hong Kong, Singapore, and India shipped 97% of the counterfeit medicines seized in the United States.
Right.
97%. So I think it behooves us to pay some real attention. I know that when Eric Holder was over at the Department of Justice, he did one big case about counterfeit goods and prosecutions. Now, where that prosecution meant if we could extradite people, I don't think we did. But it was, I think, more of a gesture than anything else. The biggest burden is seizing these goods. Cosmetics, fake iPhones, microchips, pharmaceuticals. The point being, I don't think we appreciate the kind of work the Customs and Border Patrol necessarily is tasked with every single day. Now, a lot of these organizations in those countries that I just mentioned that make these things are actually part of their own country's mafia
mm-hmm.
or terror organizations. And so we buy that stuff, and we don't realize that we're necessarily supporting that. So if you see these ads on Facebook or even in Instagram, especially Instagram because that's kind of the in-vogue social media site where these ads are, 20% of those, 20% are counterfeit or illicit products. There are an estimated, just in the last look, an estimated 50,000 Instagram accounts that were identified as promoting and selling counterfeit goods. So it's a danger. It's a colossal danger to all kinds of things. And when these things are manufactured in those countries, they're also using child labor.
Now, let me ask you a question. There are a lot of medications that come into the United States from China, correct?
That, Yes.
Almost
all of our medications.
Okay. So that, to me, is very suspect, too.
Well, it's not a matter of suspect. It's a fact. And the other piece of the scary part of that is the VA actually dispenses those drugs to our veterans and into our military, and some of them, they don't go through the FDA because these things, the way these things come in.
Mm-hmm.
So they have toxins in them or whatever else in them that we have no idea. So I'm just, this is kind of a public service announcement to people that are out there. When you buy things, look at it very, very carefully before you even click buy now. So just, you know, take caution.
Well, let's get into the discussion about the coronavirus right now, because the International Olympic Committee is very concerned about the Olympic Games scheduled for Tokyo. And there's been some more cases reported in Tokyo of the coronavirus. And they're actually talking right now about canceling the Tokyo Games, not postponing them, but canceling them because of this coronavirus.
A couple other countries have actually looked at this, and they are offering to host the Games. Now, it takes quite a lot to host the Games, but I can tell you that the Olympic Games will not look this next time like they have in the past because of the coronavirus.
And in South Korea, the virus has jumped, the cases have jumped again, and the first U.S. soldier in South Korea has now been affected.
He's self-quarantined. Now, remember, this is not deadly unless these people are not treated.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really very much like a flu, but there are lots of people out there that don't have the resistance of the immune systems often to fight off the flu. I mean, how many deaths do we have here in the United States every year just because of the flu?
A lot.
Okay. So I know that there's an awful lot of anxiety over all of this, I want people to really study it and look at it without emotion. Like, almost look at it all clinically. It's important, so we don't overreact.
All righty. We'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Same time, same bat channel, so stay low.
Sure.
All right. And by the way, if you want to find out more about the coronavirus, go over to the CDC website. And there's a big, big, big section in there all about this right now. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming back with a military and veterans news report.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the Democratic candidates head towards Super Tuesday, the Democratic debates rolled on tonight, and Joe Biden, former vice president, was asked what he would do if he found out for sure there was Russian involvement in the elections.
I would make them pay for it, and I make them pay for it economically. They are engaged now, as I speak, in interfering in our election. They were engaged, and when in fact, we were the last election of 2016 against Hillary. They were. Give me a break.
And Bernie Sanders was asked what it would take for the Democrats to win the presidency.
The way we are going to beat Trump, which is what everybody up here wants, is we need a campaign of energy and excitement. We need to have the largest voter turnout in the history of the United States. We need to bring working people back into the Democratic Party.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you all, United States veterans.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. Now, Bo Browning will be in studio with me in the next hour, right during this segment, an hour from now. You get your questions together for them, whatever it is you want to ask, and we'll ask them and get you an answer. But right now, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
You betcha. And always remember that we know, and National Aviation Academy knows, that more and more young people are not headed right straight off to college from high school. They've been going to technical schools or vocational schools to learn a trade. But what they don't tell you about that trade is when you get out, you're not going to start at the high dollar money that you think you might get. You're going to start out as an apprentice, or you're going to start out as an 80 percenter, which is what happens. And most of the positions that you train for, if you want to be an electrician or a plumber, or maybe you want to be a welder, or maybe you're going to be something to do with steel fabrication or something that's pretty much involved, you're going to wind up in a labor union outfit, okay? And with that, you're going to find out that you're going to become an 80 percenter. So that $12 an hour is $9.60 an hour. 15 is $12 an hour. You get where I'm going with this. How would you like the opportunity to take the training that you'll get from National Aviation Academy and start out at $50,000 or $60,000 a year with a career path that will give you the wide open spaces, as they say, up you go in the wild blue yonder as a certified aviation maintenance tech, because it's there if you want to do it. So check them out online by going to naa.edu, the website again, naa.edu. And while you're there, ask to take the tour. Now, you can also do that by calling them at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. They have two locations, one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. So 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Remember, tell them the captain sent you, and you wind up getting the white gloves treatment, too. Guarantee it. All righty, here we go. The Army is testing more designs right now for an improved combat boot that includes features for the service's recent attempt to field a new jungle combat boot. Now, that's going to be interesting to see what happens, because many of us remember our old boots. So there, if you know what I mean, Bean. But anyway, it are what it are. And good morning, Sue. How you doing over there? Hope you're staying nice and warm over there. I'm sure you are. And tell Pineapple I said hello. That's the dog, by the way, Pineapple. And by the way, the Navy's newest flat top was launched from dry dock. That's the John F. Kennedy. A little more than a week after Caroline Kennedy smashed the bottle across the hull with a future aircraft carrier named for her dad. It was moved from one end of the shipyard to the other, where they will finish getting it ready to go. Also, the Air Force Special Operations Command has temporarily suspended all of its parachuting, diving, and mountaineering training and operations in conjunction with the investigations of the deaths of two special tactics airmen from Hurlbut Field, Florida, that were killed. We'll find out what happened there. Now, the Air Force also came out smelling like roses in the 2020 minibus appropriations bill agreed to by the House and the Senate, which was passed by the House and goes to the President now for signature. By the way, the Marine Corps engineers have solved or mitigated most of the engine issues that have led to the long delays of the operational date of the CH-53 King Stallion, the Corps' most powerful heavy-lift helicopter. A two-year delay is expected, though. You know, it never ceases to fail to amaze me when they get something done. Well, it's okay, but we can't get it for the next... What? Come on. You're paying all this extra money for things. You expect to get it when you're supposed to. By the way, one Marine's Christmas wish is costing him $7,400. One Marine is wanting to bring his little puppy home for that he rescued from a razor-sharp concertina wire in his remote Afghanistan forward operating base about a year ago. He wants to bring the pup home. It's going to cost him $7,400 to do so, and right now he's raising money to do it. But man and a dog, I mean, there's no better relationship. Most of you know what I'm talking about. By the way, the Coast Guard is monitoring a Russian surveillance ship, which is operating off the east coast of the United States. Now, it's been as far south as the operating area of the naval station in Mayport, Florida, and it's been as far north as the naval station in Norfolk, Virginia. Now, we've been told that the nuclear submarine base in Kings Bay, Georgia, has a vessel, I'll just put it that way, a vessel following this surveillance ship. That would not surprise me. It's, of course, out in international waters, but still, they, you know exactly what they're doing. They're monitoring whatever it is that we're doing at our naval bases, not only in Mayport, Florida, but also up in Norfolk, Virginia, which could include our aircraft flying in and out. Now, in defense industry news, Lockheed Martin has selected Aerojet Rocketdyne to provide a solid-fuel rocket motor for a hypersonic missile meant for the U.S. Air Force. It's an $81.5 million contract for that motor. Nice work if you can get it, huh? And BAE Systems Chief Engineer Jerry DeMuro will hand over leadership to Tom Arsenal next year. The company announced that yesterday. Congressional.
Well, hey, you got 30. I mean, us in Florida here, we got always try to be prepared for water during hurricane season, extra medicines, you know, bandages, some food, canned food, and, you know, maybe some gas stored, a generator, you know, just to get, you know, get you through about 7 days of maybe potentially no power, or that sort of stuff. So I'm calling, this is just me, I'm not a doctor, nor have I played one on television, I'm calling Bravo to Sierra that it isn't here yet. Because if it was not here, they would tell everybody, don't worry, it's not here. Now there may be some onesies and twosies that get out, you know, get reported, oh, you know, from this, you know, they're being released from quarantine and this, that, and the other. But what you're not hearing about is CBP is apprehending people, Chinese foreign nationals coming across the border at a rate, I think the latest rate was 91 of them within the past week, you know, trying to flee their, you know,
right.
What do you call it, their situation. You know, trying to sound derogatory about the human experience and self-preservation and looking for help and assistance, you know, mm-hmm. in the land of liberty and all that sort of stuff. But I feel that if they really wanted people to know, they would be directing people to hardline, fast, steadfast information other than soundbite snippets on the news. Go to CDC.gov. And get, you know, and look at what's going on. I feel that they're trying to prevent. I'm trying to say.
All right, here comes the music. It's going to cut you off, so I got to let you go. All right, thank you very much. And there goes Eric right there. He just got cut off, so he just barely got in under the wire. All right, I'll be right back with more and Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning to Jim and Mary and Sefner. How you guys doing? I just saw your message. Sorry I didn't see it sooner. I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right up.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Chris Markowski being brought to you by our friends at Only Eyes Optical and Boutique down in Sarasota. Now, do you need a new pair of eyeglasses? Are you active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired? Would you like some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes? Well, Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota, is the place to go. Give them a call, 941-444-7984, to schedule an eye exam with their optometrist that's there. And then Diana Reesum, the licensed optician, will take care of all your eyeglass needs, too. And she'll meet or beat any advertised price that you've got from one of those big box stores. So, check them out. Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Again, their phone number, 941-444-7984. And tell her the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'm going to play something for you, and then I just want your comment as to what you're going to hear here. So here we go. It's a short clip, 20 seconds long. Here we go.
And, folks, one of the things I'm proudest of is getting past, getting moved, getting control of the Paris Climate Accord. I'm the guy that came back after meeting with Deng Xiaoping and making the case that I believe China would join if we put pressure on them. We've got almost 200 nations to join.
What was wrong with that statement?
Well, Deng Xiaoping was dead at the time.
Over 20 years.
Listen, I got to make a mistake like that. But the funny thing is they ain't do anything about the Paris Climate Accord. He went over there because Obama sent him to go over there. China's not doing anything when it comes to climate change. They're building coal-fired plants all the time. It's all PR. That's it. It's just things to throw out there to make people feel good about themselves. So, yes, absolute nonsense. The United States is doing a better job in containing carbon dioxide and greenhouse gas emissions than any other country in the entire world, and we pulled out of the Paris Climate Accords. So let's get that through all the left-wingers' heads, for crying out loud. I mean, it's just absurd.
Now, I promise you I've only got one more 14 seconds of misery for you to listen to, but here he is again, the gift that keeps on giving, Joe Biden.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote the other by. Give me a look, though, okay? That's all I've really got to say to you. I got 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. I'm looking at the clock down.
What was wrong with that?
He's been making some crazy statements over the course of the week, and I was getting into it. And honestly, I don't know if he's going to gather a sympathy vote because, you know, people are going to feel sorry for the guy. But it almost seems like that. I mean, he's completely kind of lost it to some degree. I mean, we're talking during a break. You mentioned it. I mean, I don't know if, you know, he's showing signs of being forgetful. It's nothing to make fun of. I mean,
no.
You know, at all. It's just, you almost feel bad for him. It's like it's becoming a sympathetic character.
Honest to God, I believe it's dementia.
You could be right. You hate saying that. You know, I hope that that's not the case, but, you know, it certainly something's not right.
Yeah. Well, the Democratic Party, and this comes from Kayleigh McEnany, the Trump 2020 National Press Secretary, she said the Democratic Party is a big-time mess, and tonight's debate was further evidence that not one of these candidates is serious or can stand toe-to-toe with President Trump. The only thing that's clear is that the chaos was that they were all still running on Bernie Sanders' big government socialist agenda. It doesn't matter who emerges from the carnage. President Trump will dominate all of them in November. And again, that comes from Kayleigh McEnany.
Well, you know, from your mouth to God's ears. Listen, the sad thing about last night, these debates and our politics are getting worse and worse and worse. This is stupid. It's just patently absurd. You couldn't even write a transcript of most of last night's debate because all it would say would be crosstalk, 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 yelling over one another, just stupid talking points, trying to get gotcha moments. And listen, it used to be a part of debates. I mean, you'd have the occasional zinger, the one-liner, you know, the I know Jack Kennedy and you're no Jack Kennedy line there. Who was that? Well, it was against Dan Quayle, I guess, or something like that.
But yeah, you're no John Kennedy. I know Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd have that from time to time. But these guys, they put their canned lines together, and that's what they sound like. And, you know, the screaming and yelling all that. This is a president. You're going to be the president of the United States, and this is how these things are going to be conducted. I mean, it's just stupid. The whole format in of itself is dumb. Not to mention the fact that CBS, you might want to get some debate moderators that might be able to get control of the bloody thing, for crying out loud. Again, just dumb. It really was. Just a little waste of time. So I turned it off.
Now, how about this judge in the Roger Stone case calling the jurors back to address the misconduct claims and then putting the gag order again on Roger Stone and his attorneys, what they can and cannot say?
I mean, honestly, man, I haven't paid as of late much attention. Well, I never really paid much attention to the Roger Stone thing. I mean, it's just kind of a bit character and bit of a media creation to kind of divert attention. So, honestly, man, I don't really know much of what's going on with that thing at all.
Well, it's very unusual that once a person gets sentenced, or I'm sorry, convicted and then sentenced and you're on appeal, that you're given a gag order, you can't talk about whatever. That's extremely unusual to begin with.
Yeah, it seems a bit odd, that's for sure. But, again, the entire case in of itself, these process crime cases seem a bit odd also. So, I don't know, we'll see what happens when it comes to this. I guess they're kind of pushing for another trial.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you hear the, Trey Gowdy when he talked about Adam Schiff being the leaker? He said, let's just stop giving him classified briefings. That'll solve the problem.
Yeah, I did hear about that. Again, I don't know if that's going to be the case. I mean, he's on the intelligence. He's the head of their intelligence committee, is he not, in the House?
Trey Gowdy is no longer in the House, but he was. Mm-hmm.
Oh, not Trey Gowdy. I'm talking about Adam Schiff.
Oh, Schiff he is Intel. Yep, Intel committee.
They probably have to take him off the Intel committee if that was the case.
Well, I would think so. Now, the other thing is this coronavirus. We don't really know where this is going to go. The CDC came out and made a blanket statement yesterday. Be prepared, not if, but when this comes to the United States and when it becomes a pandemic and when this and that. I'm always prepared anyway because I'm kind of like a Boy Scout in the woods when it comes to hurricane preparedness and whatnot. I still carry my paramedic kit around with me in my vehicle. But the fact of the matter is, this is serious stuff.
Well, listen, it's serious in the fact that it's spreading. Again, people got to take comfort in the fact it's the United States. And we do a pretty darn good job of handling healthcare issues here in the United States. We have to understand the mortality rates of this. Nobody wants to get the flu, and we don't want to see major, deaths when it comes to this. And, if you extrapolate this and you take a look at the numbers and you push it forward and the possible deaths that are out there, but again, what you're looking at is another effort to really scare the hell out of the entire globe.
Mm-hmm.
The Ebola virus is something. When that thing came out, this was it 2000? Was it 13 or 14?
I believe,
if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
That is something. That's something completely different. Everybody knows what that thing can do to people and just how awful that virus is and what it's capable of doing. This is something you're coming back from. We're not seeing deaths here in the United States. People have had it. They've been quarantined. They're being treated, and they're getting better. Are you going to see issues where people who get it who have respiratory problems or are elderly and may die? Yeah, that's a possibility. That's a possibility with other cases of the flu as well. Does this mean that it's not something that we should take seriously? Of course not. You want to pay attention to it. But I'm going to be honest, I'm not changing the way I live at this point in time by any stretch of the imagination. If I need to get on a plane, I got to get on a plane. I got to go into the city, I got to go into the city. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the past month, you could go into New York City, you see people walking around with masks. You just got to heed as much caution as you possibly can. But again, the only thing you have to fear is fear itself. That ends up becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Alrighty, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. And we're coming back after the top of our news with Colonel Jim Warshak from the Hillsborough County Republican Party. He's the chairman. Going to talk about some different things, too. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.